Message number 1107. The time for sin to be declared no more is drawing nearer. Thursday, April 24, 2014 at 16:45. My dearly beloved daughter, the times are close now when the sins of man will be deemed by my church to be insignificant and inoffensive in my eyes. Sin is not something which is deemed by me to be a weakness or a fault. Sin is created because of these two traits but comes about because of the existence of Satan. My church will soon soothe my followers by misleading them into accepting the lie that sin is merely a metaphor, that it is used as a symbol to God's children to urge them to stay on a path which is pleasing to God. Sin should not make you feel separate from others, they will say. Sin, they will say, does not really matter because God is all-forgiving. Yes, I am all-forgiving and forgive every sin, except for eternal sin, once remorse is shown by the sinner and efforts are made by him to remove all temptation to avoid repeating that sin. You cannot ask me to forgive sin when you live by that sin. A murderer who murders, maims and kills cannot ask me to forgive him while he continued to murder and has no intention of stopping his crimes. What is the use of asking me to redeem you from sin if you do not accept that you sin in the first place? Sin is caused by weakness, and I forgive the sinner who truly repents. When the sinner no longer believes that he is guilty of sin, it becomes ingrained in the soul. The time for sin to be declared no more is drawing nearer. When that time comes, there will be great relief and celebration because what was once deemed to be a sin in my eyes will no longer be considered to be the case. Sin will be seen as a natural thing and one which you all should accept. You will not be told to merely love the sinner as I do. No. You will be encouraged to accept that sin does not exist. All this will lead to the ultimate betrayal of my divinity when the world will idolize itself, its talents, its intelligence, until it declares its greatness in direct defiance of God the Eternal Father. Oh, how many will be led into error, despair and wrongdoing. My church will be used to declare heresy in my holy name. Those misguided will turn it upside down and inside out, and not one part of these changes will be directed by me, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit will not preside over the abomination, and there will be great confusion, great sorrow and a sense of helplessness on the part of those who will remain true to the teachings of my church. The traditional teachings will no longer be tolerated. Then, when all that is held sacred collapses, the time will be ready for the man of perdition to take up his seat in my church. Your Jesus.